Yep, that's 11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
These match filters don't mess around. Matt seems perfect. Loves hiking, check. Isn't too far away, check. We need to meet.
So what else are you into?
Well, I love to cook.
Another check.
And that's how Ellie fell head over heels for Matt. With Match Filtered Search, you match before you meet. Download Match.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The health secretary suggested weight loss jabs could be used to help get unemployed people back into work.
For those people that are so obese that diet, exercise doesn't feel like it's having much of an impact, it feels like you're on a losing battle, I think the drugs can make a really big impact in terms of getting weight under control.
West Streeting says obesity is holding back the economy and putting too much pressure on the NHS, but he's warned the jabs aren't replacements for diet and exercise. It's thought 400,000 kids in England are waiting as long as 4 years to receive a diagnosis and specialist help for conditions like ADHD and autism. A report by the Children's Commissioner warns delays are damaging young people's opportunities and chances at school. A bill will put before Parliament later that will try and ban phones in school by law. It's said to have cross-party support in an effort to tackle children being addicted to smartphones. MPs should debate the proposals in the new year if there's enough parliamentary time. Strictly's Oti Mabuse has revealed her husband was asked to explain the colour of their baby's skin during a recent trip to Europe.
And for the first time, he felt like protective over the fact that now he has to explain himself, which he didn't have to before. Because before he'd be like, it's just a question. And I'm like, but it's not, is it?
In an exclusive interview for Black History Month, the dancer's been sharing an insight into life raising a mixed-race child with her Romanian partner, Marius. You can hear more from Oti and other celebrities talking about their experiences on the podcast Raising the Next Generation on our Rayo app. It's feared a global network of right-wing content makers exacerbated tensions, which led to the riots this summer. New data suggests only 6 of the 20 most influential accounts posting misinformation on social media were based in the UK. And this controversy following the World Conquer Championships on Sunday. It's after the winner of the men's competition was found to have a metal replica conker in his pocket. He denies using it, insisting it was a joke, but organisers are investigating. Sunny spells for most of us through today. Rain in the south and west later, though. Highs of 18 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
I've got this really funny joke about a metal conker. No, I haven't. Morning. A quotation for the day. Author Mario Puzo, as in The Godfather, born this day in 1920. A lawyer with his briefcase can steal more than 100 men with guns.
Screen Time. With Charles Nove.
Up a full tone.
Mi to the third.
Down a major third.
Do to the first.
Drop an octave.
Do.
Up a perfect fifth.
Sol to the fifth.
$10,000 for me by myself. For that you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
You're implying that a group composed entirely of female animals will breed?
No, I'm simply saying that life, finds a way.
Phone. You want to call somebody?
Well, it's not Ghostbusters, is it? They're engaged. Morning, welcome to Screen Time. Through until 10, things from the screen, including today, Licorice Pizza, and Carol, and Sense and Sensibility. Starting off, though, well, I said we'd go all Italian. We're in 1954. Director is Federico Fellini. It wins the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. We're talking La Strada, the road, the street. And the theme is by Nino Rota, played here by Amy Dixon. Theme by Nino Rota for La Strada. So today is the 15th of October. What do we know about the 15th of October? Well, apart from anything else, it's the birthday of Shruti Gatwa, the Doctor at the moment, born in 1992, Rwandan-born, Scottish-raised, Shruti Gatwa. And his first big screen opportunity really came in Sex Education, which I absolutely loved. What a beautiful show that was. You know, with the title and the content, it could have been tacky and exploitative, but it never was. It was just beautifully written, beautifully made. Huge tick in the margin, as far as I'm concerned, for Sex Education. Here's some of the original music for that series, written by Ninita Desai. This is from Sex Education, Body Parts. Ooh, lovely. Ba 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 depending on how closely you're paying attention, you may suss that wasn't music from Sex Education at all. Sorry about that. The filing system got slightly mixed up. It's great music by Nanita Desai for a film called Body Parts. And that track was called Sex Education. It's one of those Dad's Army moments. Well then, I was wondering who'd be first to spot the deliberate mistake. Where was I? I tell you what, this is music from Sex Education, definitely. Got there in the end. Music by Ollie Julian. That bears the unwelcome and unlikely title of Puncher in the Face. But very nice piece of music from Sex Education Season 3. And happy birthday, Shruti Gatwa, who was born on this day in 1992. Onward, ever onward. On matters arising earlier on, and who uses Pythagoras' theorem? And we've discovered that actually quite a few people use Pythagoras' theorem. And the latest on this from Harriet in Southampton says, we've just used it, purchasing a teddy hammock for my one-year-old daughter's room. You see, they're taking over the living room, so we needed to do something about it. And obviously, you did something about it in a very technical way. So, well done. Marvellous. Now, where shall we go next? Carol. And here... Sorry, just one moment. I'm just having a little small debate with a piece of technology. There we are, yes. It's confused by playing the music from the wrong thing earlier on. This is from Carol, Abby, Sarah Paulson, concerned about the new relationship of Carol, Kate Blanchett, who may or may not volunteer for duty. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, excitement mounts. Right, tell you what. See, what I need to do to remedy this situation, I've got to talk to another computer. While I'm at it, did you see, this is entirely unrelated to any of that, but did you happen to see amongst the delights making front pages yesterday, there was a story, and I think it was in the Telegraph, about a piece of research that says that if your landline goes, it's now official. Hang on, just got to put password in. There we go. It's now official that if your landline goes, it's more likely than not that it's a scam call. Over 50% now we've crossed in calls just being scams. So I refer you to a theory I've previously espoused, which is that basically you should ignore. If your phone rings, it's bound to be someone who isn't who they say they are. And they're probably trying to scam you. So just hang up at the earliest stage. Seems to be the only viable option at the moment. Anyway, that doesn't advance us any further to where we need to be. But this does. Here we are. Carol and Abby concerned about Carol's new relationship.
She's young. Tell me you know what you're doing.
I don't.
Never did.
Music by Carter Burwell from Carol. That's called Lovers. Now, before any more computers gang up on me, let me offer you some clues about the last piece I'll play in this morning's Screen Time before I hand over to Penny Smith at 10 o'clock. Finishing off today with a science fiction action film based on a novel of the same name. The director, Steven Spielberg, said this was the third most difficult movie he's made in his career, behind Jaws and Saving Private Ryan. The film features over 100 pop culture references, including Back to the Future, Iron Giant, Chucky and King Kong. And all the sets for this film were created virtually, allowing the director to wear a VR headset and operate a virtual camera. OK, can you virtually name, or even actually name, if you want to be old-fashioned and steadfast about it, can you name the thing? Can you name this science fiction action film? If you can, 61054, the text number starting your message with the word classical, or drop me an email, charles@magic.co.uk. Music from it just before 10 this morning. On the way next, Sense and Sensibility.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year.
The ongoing issues that I have is that I get fatigued quite a lot and quite easy, so I have to kind of manage my daily activities around sort of triggers in how I'm going to feel. My right leg doesn't work 100% properly, so I have to use a walking aid about just for balance and things. I also have like a little machine on my leg that sends electric shocks to help me drop my foot in the correct position.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Tickets all, spray tickets.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, spendium lesicles, money is off here.
Whoa. How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
What are we giving them?
A year of free days out at thousands of venues. And when they keep on saving with us, we'll keep on rewarding them again and again.
Sounds amazing.
It is. Now let's get moving. The curtain's about to go up.
The Super Save Club from Money Supermarket. It's seriously rewarding.
Selected products, qualifying purchase with an account. Claim free days out via app. Rewards include prepaid MasterCard or gift cards. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee this morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from £5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Rayo is the place to listen to Magic Classical. Download it now from your app store.
Get the latest traffic and travel news on our website. Search Magic Classical.
Ladies, always discreet, has something to say.
If your bladder leaks or not, always remember to squeeze a day. Keep your pelvic floor stronger for longer just by squeezing on through the day. Just lift and hold.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
by Patrick Doyle, my father's favourite from Sense and Sensibility. Another birthday for the 15th of October. It's the birthday of Dominic West. He was born this day in 1969. And, well, what a career, and all over the place in so many different guises. Not least, though, he was Charles as Prince of Wales in The Crown, wasn't he? Here's some Crown music, this one from season 5 by Martin Phipps. That from season 5 of The Crown. That piece is called Hasnat, as in Hasnat Khan, one of the admirers of Princess Diana. Now to 2021 romantic comedy, Licorice Pizza. And here, Gary Cooper Hoffman gives Alana Haim, a spot of advice ahead of her audition.
Whatever she asks you, just say yes. Let's say, if she asks you if you can sing, say yes. If she asks if you can dance, say yes.
I can sing and I can't dance.
No, I know. I'm just saying that if she asks you if you can do something that you might not know how to do, just say yes. Because you can always learn how to do something once you get the part.
Thank you.
Music by Johnny Greenwood. That's the title music for Licorice Pizza. On Screen Time from Magic Classical, continuing very soon with a glorious bit of Quincy Jones's work for The Colour Purple.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year. Right at the beginning, it was impossible for you to do the mum thing.
Yeah, so just the little things like every day taking her to school. I had to rely on my neighbours, who were amazing, who were able to walk her to school for me in the mornings. So yeah, just doing things for her. You know, she was helping me put my socks on, whereas usually I would help her put her socks on. It just seemed like for a 6-year-old, it shouldn't have been the case.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit, and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005, is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
Here we go again. Running a small business, I should be used to early mornings. Gotta stay ahead of the competition. After all, the early bird catches the sun loungers by the pool.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards your dream holiday.
Right by the bar as well.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £31 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
At NatWest, we're on the charge to get more small businesses up and running. Getting them off the ground, into their stride, and achieving more than they thought possible. In fact, we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Ready to join them? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest. Proud partner of Team GB. To verify, email check it at natwest.com.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
nobody does a violin solo quite like it. Zach Perlman there with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Quincy Jones's theme for The Colour Purple. After 10, it's Penny Smith's turn.
Well, hello, Charles. On my show today, please be upstanding for crime writing royalty. Linda LaPlante, who wrote Prime Suspect and Widows and Trial and Retribution, is going to be talking about her new memoir, Getting Away with Murder. She does not hold back. Talks about Ralph Fiennes, Anthony Hopkins, Jason Isaacs. They're all in there. And of course, Helen Mirren, who starred in Prime Suspect. Also, of course, listener in residence, Tony in Bedfordshire, is going to share another of his favourites after 12. And the Penny for Your Thoughts question, lots of people getting it right yesterday. I'm wondering whether we're going to do the same again or whether we're going to have to do a bit more rattling of the little grey cells. Anyway, all to come after 10 o'clock.
Grey cells rattling or not, Penny with you. Yeah, after 10. Now, a bit of video game music from, well, 2013, which is quite a long time in the great scheme of video games. Journey is a very successful video game and has music by Austin Wintory, which was so good it got Grammy nominated and was then revisited in sort of symphonic form. So this is from Traveller, A Journey Symphony, Austin Wintory's music. This is called I Was Born for This. Thank you. music by Austin Wintory from Traveller, A Journey Symphony. Just about shutting me up for today, except for the last piece. Lynn, around a foggy Gravesend, says, could it be Blade Runner? If I'm allowed two guesses. Oh, open doors here. Maybe Logan's Run. No. Andrea, in a cloudy Chinham, says the last track's going to be Ready Player One. The very real nod to The Shining was the standout clue for me. Could it be Ready Player One? Seen the film and read the book. The book's better, says Simon Davis. Did you know there's a rumour they're planning a sequel, Ready Player Two, based on the follow-up book? No, I didn't. Thank you very much. Zach says, morning from a grey Eastbourne. Missed a bit of screen time yesterday because my car's decided to delete all the DAB stations. Technology, I thought it was meant to be a good thing. So the answer for yesterday was Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. And being a Spielberg fan as well as a Trekkie, I can safely say that today's answer is Ready Player One. Of the two, I prefer Star Trek VI, which I may watch later on, now it's entered my head. Well done, Zach. Yep, Ready Player One it is, music by Alan Silvestri.
Charles Knowe. Screen Time returns tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Magic Classical. Coming next, it's Penny Smith.
At Magic Dating, we have loads of members just like you who are looking for love. There's no science involved or massive questionnaires to fill out. It's easy to use and free to browse. So why not join today and see what happens? MagicDating.co.uk. We keep dating simple.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I can't. I just can't believe it.
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... I don't... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Bye, Mum. Bye, love. Have a good day.
Right, got something for dinner and paid the bills. What would they do without me? Oh, that reminds me. I need to get life insurance sorted.
Legal & General Life Insurance can help cover the expenses of family life should the worst happen to you. Premiums start from £5 a month and you'll get a £120 gift card if you apply before the 22nd of November. Protect your loved ones. Search Legal & General Life Insurance today. No cash in value. T's and C's apply.
Dad had a beautiful death and they're like,
yeah.
What does that mean? That he was comfortable, he was pain-free.
Yeah.
He felt safe. Mm-hmm. To have that,
yeah,
to know that's the ending that you're going to have is precious.
Yeah.
And that comes with Marie Curie.
Give better end-of-life care to all, whatever the illness, by including a gift in your will to Marie Curie. Get your free will guide today. Search Marie Curie Will Talk.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat. Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
Perfect timing. Flawless execution. 2.5 turns.
Darren Jones, you're a pro with that spanner.
Thank you, Tom Daly. Your boiler's all fixed now, mate.
Oh, you legend. You save bath time.
No problem.
No heating or hot water? Contact British Gas before 11 a.m. and we're committed to being there same day, whether you're a customer or not. T's and C's apply. Based on 2024 data, 80% of customers receive this service.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Weight loss jabs could be given to unemployed people to help them get back into work under new proposals by the Health Secretary. West Streeting says widening waistbands are placing a burden on the NHS. The injections could be given to boost productivity and ease costs on the health service. Cherries on the treatment.
There are so many people that could benefit but don't have the funds, and it should be readily available, especially if they've got pre-type 2 diabetes. It just needs to be more readily available so that those people can start actively changing their lives.
The Children's Commissioner says the special educational needs system needs a massive overhaul. It's thought 400,000 children in England wait years for a diagnosis and specialist help for conditions like autism or ADHD. Calls are growing to ban smartphones in schools in England by law. A bill on it goes before Parliament later. It's been tabled by Labour MP Josh McAllister, but it has cross-party support too. Josh says smartphones are addictive.
It's having a direct effect on their mental health, their sleep patterns, and it's affecting how they're doing in school. That's why the Safer Phones Bill sets out a range of measures from making schools phone free through to raising the age at which children can consent to sharing their data.
Sean Diddy Combs has been accused of sexual assault by six more people, including a boy who was 16 at the time. The rapper denies all the claims against him. Six of the 20 most influential accounts posting misinformation on social media about this summer's riots were based in the UK. The increased tensions are being blamed on a global network of right-wing content creators. Star of Mrs. Brown's Boys, Brendan O'Carroll, has apologised over what he calls a clumsy joke where a racial term was implied. The BBC had to pause rehearsals of the Christmas special of the show to investigate. The Irish actor says he deeply regrets the line. And Michael Jackson's jacket, an amp used by John Lennon, and one of Noel Gallagher's guitars are among memorabilia going under the hammer in London next month. Lots which also include handwritten lyrics are set to fetch hundreds of thousands of pounds. Sunny spells for most of us through today. Rain in the south and west later, though. Highs of 18 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.